From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Jeff Custer reports.
On Monday, ranking Democratic committee member Representative Adam Schiff called for Nunes to step down, saying it would be difficult for the public to maintain faith in the investigation if it could not be objectively investigated or overseen by the chairman. Speaking to reporters at the Capitol Tuesday, Nunes dismissed Schiff's call to step down as political and said the committee was progressing with its work.
We're doing a very thorough job on this investigation. As you know, this Russia issue, we have been on it for many, many years, and so we'll continue to be on the issue.
Nunes has maintained that his relationship with other members of his committee is good. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
White House officials say President Donald Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations, rekindling the debate about how human activity affects the Earth's climate. A senior White House official told reporters late Monday that Trump believes he can balance twin goals of protecting the environment while also promoting energy production in the U.S. Trump is directing federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S. coalition group to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul. This is VOA News. The bodies of two missing United Nations investigators and their interpreter have been found in the Central Democratic Republic of Congo. DRC government spokesman Lambert Mende said Tuesday that the remains of Michael Sharp, Zeta Catalan, and Betu Shintela have been found at a site next to the Moyo River in Kasai Central Province. Mende, speaking to VOA's French to Africa service, said Catalan's body was beheaded. Sharp, a U.S. citizen, and Catalan, a Swedish national, were sent by the U.N. to investigate reported human rights abuses near the village of Bunkonda, south of the provincial capital, Kangana. They disappeared March 12, along with Shintela, their Congolese interpreter, and three other Congolese nationals, including their driver, Isaac Kabaye, and two unidentified motorbike drivers. The UN mission in Congo launched a search for the group the day they vanished. China is calling on France to protect its citizens in Paris after a police killing of a Chinese father of four children sparked violent protests. China's foreign ministry says it filed an official complaint over the events and urged France to guarantee the safety and legal rights and interests of Chinese citizens in France. The ministry said Tuesday the father was killed by a plainclothes policeman. French authorities said the officer shot the man in self-defense during a raid because the victim allegedly wounded an officer with a bladed weapon. This protester described the events as she understands them.
The police, they come so many. So they break the door and they go, there's even no words. The police killed with directly the heart of the dead person, of the Chinese, and in front of his two kids.
Authorities said 35 people were arrested after demonstrators from the Asian community gathered Monday outside a northeastern Paris police station. Scores of protesters hurled projectiles and sent cars ablaze during clashes with police that lasted several hours. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students, as the ship was traveling from Incheon to the holiday resort of Jeju Island. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. Rescue workers recovered the bodies of all but nine of the dead before the government called off underwater searches in November 2014. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.